TalkZone.com.
It's time for Pageant Talk Radio with Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach. This is the show that will inform and inspire you as you prepare for your next pageant competition while helping you develop life skills that transcend pageantry. Now, here's the host of Pageant Talk Radio, Valerie Hayes.
Hello, and welcome to Pageant Talk Radio. I'm Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach, and I want to thank you for listening to our show. Today, we're going to share exciting information that can help you become an elite contestant. On Pageant Talk Radio, we understand the importance of developing pageant success skills that translate to success in all areas of your life outside of pageantry. We want to make sure you have all the information you need to make this year your best pageant year ever. Well, before I go ahead with today's show, we have a few fabulous announcements for you. Want to let everyone know that IT Cosmetics has launched its new dual retractable concealer and micro concealer brush, the first brush of its kind ever. You can check it out at itcosmetics.com. And for a limited time, when you get your dual retractable concealer and micro concealer brush, as well as a few other things from their website, there is free shipping on orders over $25. Plus, you'll get a free surprise gift with every order. So check them out, itcosmetics.com. Check out their new dual retractable concealer and get free shipping on your order of $25 or more. And we wish you the best, IT Cosmetics. I know it's going to be another fabulous product launch for you. Next, I want to talk about our new feature, Beauty on the Blog. Each week, we're going to be talking about some of the fabulous pageant blogs out there and giving you a link to them so that you can check them out for yourself. The first pageant blog that we're going to be featuring is Holly Hardwick's Beauty Pageant Blog. It's B, the letter B, pageants with an S, bpageants.blogspot.com. It's a great little blog. I came across it last week, and it's really kind of fun. It includes beauty pageant news, interviews, trivia, and issues from Miss Universe, Miss World, Miss USA, Miss America, and more. So check out Holly Hardwick's fabulous blog at bpageants.blogspot.com. I'm sure you'll enjoy it as much as I did. I want to congratulate our favorite makeup artist, Kelly Wisniewski, on her new fabulous website. Her new website is www.kellywis.com. She has launched her new website. You can go on there and take a look at her portfolio for both bridal and pageant. She also has a Facebook fan page where she'll be creating discussions on products, giving out advice, and sharing some of her tips and techniques. She also wants to make sure we let everyone know she will be at Miss America again this year and has a few openings for hair and makeup. And the big plus for working with Kelly at Mrs. America is that she will be backstage for all access during touch-ups for prelims and finals. So check out Kelly's new website at kellywis.com or look for her on Facebook. We wish you well, Kelly, with your new website. We know it's pageant fab. I want to remind everyone that the fall pageants will be here before you know it. If you haven't already purchased a great list of pageant questions, now is the time to get one. My 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is customized to your competition division and covers every question you need to practice in order to get a winning interview score. Yes, you really do need to practice. Plus, it's a downloadable ebook, so you can actually start working on your pageant interview today. Just click on the 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions graphic on my Pageant Talk Radio show page and get yours today. It's all you need to make sure your interview is pageant fab. Well, we have a very exciting show planned for you today. My first guest is the lovely Ms. Baliza Latina, Erica Valdez, who will be talking about her fascinating path to pageantry. Then a little later in the show, I'll be talking with Lori Wilson about her exciting new style column and all her quick and easy beauty and style tips. Then later in the show, I'll be talking about pageant directors gone bad. To get a sneak peek, you can go to my blog now at thepageantcoach.blogspot.com. And then I'll also be answering your pageant coaching questions. If you have a question for today's guest or you want to ask me a pageant coaching question at the end of the show, we'd love to hear from you. To ask a question, just give us a call at 888-463-6748. That's 888-463-6748. We're looking forward to hearing from you on today's show. Well, my first guest is an amazing woman who's been in pageantry for over 25 years, which I have to tell you is hard to believe. Erica Valdez is the reigning Miss Belize Latina, having won her title mid-July in Florida. She is a pageant veteran with over 25 years experience in pageantry, and she currently lives in Los Angeles, California, where she has a successful career as a model and writer. Erica has formerly been on The Price is Right and has two books in the works that are about to be published. Erica, welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, tell us, Erica, a little bit about how you first got started in pageantry.
I first got started when I was 3 years old. My mom decided to put me in a pageant. She had saw an ad in a newspaper for the Sweet Baby pageant and decided, well, why not? And since it was the last minute that day, she didn't know where to get a dress from, and she happened to see a yard sale going on, believe it or not, and she bought a dress for $1 and put me in it, and I won.
Oh, awesome. So, your dollar dress.
In my dollar dress.
That's right.
That's right. So we had from there, you know, I was only 3 years old, but I really, really enjoyed it. In fact, on my website, you can see the picture of that day, and it's a little red dress. And, you know, I was
right. And so to go to the website and check out that little $1 red dress, the website real quickly is www.timeforthetiara.com. So, Erica, how did you transition then from your $1 dress to continuing to compete in pageantry? Which pageants did you do next?
We did, I say we, because my mother and I were extremely close about it. We did Sunburst USA. We did American Beauty Rose. We started doing other ones like America's Darling, just circuit pageants, and had just a great time with it. And then a lot of local pageants, Mistled Island Days. I'm from Key West, Florida, so they have every year local beauty pageants. And my sister, actually my older sister and I both would win often our respective divisions. So it was in the family. And then I took a break for some years, and when I was crowned Miss Homecoming Queen of my school by my peers, they asked me if I wanted to do the Miss Florida Homecoming Queen pageant, and I hadn't done a pageant probably at that point in about 10 years. So I did go, and I was a little rusty, but I still placed first runner-up, and I placed first in interview. So
great.
It opened the door again, and I got bit by the bug. So after that, I started doing Sunburst again. And won that one, doing some in Kentucky and South Carolina.
Right. So tell us what made you decide to enter the Belize Latina International pageant.
Well, actually, I was looking at Galaxy because I know it seems like a very solid system, and I didn't even realize they had a Belize Latina, a pageant for Latinas. So when I saw that, I really wanted to do it, you know, overall. So I entered, and I had such a great time at the pageant. Everybody was so nice and kind. All the girls, to be honest with you, I didn't feel any animosity or jealousy or cattiness from anybody, which is unusual because, you know, it's a beauty pageant. But
right.
We all,
I mean, it is, well, it's not that people are naturally not nice. It's that people sometimes in stressful situations, and let's be honest, pageant competition is stressful. Sometimes in stressful situations, people aren't at their best, but everyone seemed to be quite lovely.
Oh, everybody was absolutely lovely. I really, really care for the girls. We had a feeling of family and a sense of closeness. And I think part of it also has to do with the fact that, you know, we're Latinas in our culture. We're very close with our families. We're very closely knit. So it was really, really wonderful. And, the pageant, I admire it because it just really invites all of the diversity in the Latina culture. And not only that, but it's a celebration of our culture. And I always said that wonderful thing about being Latina is that it's also a tool because many of the girls are bilingual. So,
right. You know, it was interesting because it seemed that the contestants had a wide variety of background. Some of them were immigrants to the United States and had been born in other countries. Some of them were, you know, U.S. citizens by birth, but their parents had immigrated from other countries. And some of them were multi-ethnic, meaning that they weren't a full Latina, that they had some other ethnicity as well. So it seemed to be a really interesting background, and it was amazing how all the women came together around that.
Yes, it's true, and there was diversity in every division. And in fact, in my division, which was the Miss division, one contestant amazed me. She had six grandchildren, and you would never know it. what a great story. And then, you know, there were other girls that came from different backgrounds. It was just awesome. I really enjoyed it. And I would encourage other girls that are Latina to try it, because it truly celebrates the culture. And as I said, there was a sense of family and closeness. When we did our dance, which at the pageant, you have to do an opening number dance, we helped each other with it, and talk about a workout.
Right. You know, it's interesting that you mentioned the diversity of the contestants, because it seemed to me that the contestants were really very, very beautiful on a wide variety of levels. There were some girls who this was their first or second pageant or big pageant experience, as well as some girls who had really been around a lot, like yourself. But that it seemed to me that the beauty of the contestants were talking about the perseverance that they've demonstrated in dealing with challenges, whether they have been discriminated against in school or at the job because they have a Latina background, or whether or not they'd have personal challenges. I think one of the girls, her home burned to the ground like 6 months before the pageant. Did you get a sense that what made the contestants beautiful was really the story behind them?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. There were some girls in my group that had some, you know, they had had some hardships definitely growing up, and I admired them, you know, even more for it.
Right. I think the woman in your group that you mentioned had 6 grandchildren. She was actually a widow, wasn't she?
I'm not sure, but
I think she was. I think she was widowed. And I think that they mentioned that. And it was amazing listening to her story of perseverance. So I have to say that the Belize Latina contestants were all so beautiful because of their inner character and what they brought to the pageant. But enough about the other contestants. Let's talk about you. Of course, you won the title. It was a very, very competitive pageant. How did you feel when they announced your name?
I was so nervous, really. I was nervous because you just never know, and we didn't know who had won interview, so it's 40% of your score.
Right.
And I was very, very nervous because, as you said and as we know, it was a difficult pageant, no questions asked, because there were so many smart girls, there were so many girls with different stories, and everybody really put on a good effort. So I was nervous, but so relieved and happy, as you can imagine. And
I know, I'm sure it was a great thrill. It was a very difficult competition, and the Miss division in particular, I recall thinking that the Miss division was very, very tight. What do you plan to do with your Miss Belize Latina title for the next 11 months?
I'm so excited for it. I'm planning to do a whole lot. And well, most soon coming up, I have a parade next weekend that I'm doing in Santa Barbara. It's the Old Spanish Days parade, and kind of like acting as a grand marshal in the children's parade.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Yes, it is. And then I'm going to start working with the Wise and Healthy Aging Center here in Santa Monica, which basically promotes health and wellness amongst the elderly. And, of course, Literacy Volunteers of America, which I've already been involved in for over 10 years. And then also going to be attending the prestigious Miss Texas USA pageant in Houston with two of the Texas Belize Latina from last year and also the Texas team from last year. We really got along in a pageant and decided I would come out there, and we're going to go watch it together in Houston.
Well, that should be fun. The Texas USA pageant is always exciting to attend. I know that you've been in pageantry for a while and that you have a very successful career as a model. Do you think your pageant experience has helped you in your career as a model? You know, how has pageantry helped you be successful?
Absolutely. I don't think I would have had as much success if I had not been in pageants, because you first of all learn a level of professionalism when you're dealing with, whether you're dealing with the director of a pageant or you're dealing with other contestants or other models or a photographer, for instance. And then also, for example, being a swimwear, I was in their competition when I was 20 years old, and they run their competition a lot like a pageant. So having my experience, it helped me get into top 12, and then they gave me a contract to go to Singapore and model it and do another pageant there. And in turn, all of that really gave me a lot of experience in front of the camera, and so it helped when I... Let's see what else. When Price is Right, for sure, when I was on that show, there was no question in my mind that helped me, because a lot of the girls that are on the show were in pageants. Claudia Jordan, who's now on No Deal.
Right, and she's going to be on our show in 2 weeks. She was on Price is Right.
That's right. And Brandi Sherwood, I worked alongside her, who was Miss USA. And I believe Shawnee Jebbia was also on there. They look for that because there's a certain amount of poise you have to have on that show.
You've really got to have a lot of sparkle because sometimes, let's be honest, we're going to be brutally honest here. Some of those products are not all that exciting to look at, you know, when they're on their little display case, right? Yeah, I mean, you know, a box of pasta is a box of pasta. There's not much you can do with it. So you've really got someone who can stand there and project some personality. And pageant girls are perfect for that, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Yes. So I had a good feeling when I went to try out for the show that my experience was going to help me. And even also doing my makeup, I had to do my makeup by myself, and pageants have taught me how to do that for sure. So I looked good on camera, too, because I knew what to do. And
now, of course, in the modeling and acting industries, there's a lot of rejection. You go on a lot of opportunities that you don't get booked for. Do you think the stress and the level of focus and requirements of pageant competition have helped you deal with the rejection and the no thank yous in the modeling industry?
Yes, because we don't win all of our pageants, and I guess sometimes on a pageant level, when you don't win, it hurts a little bit more because there's so much more preparation than if you just go in and audition. So if you can handle that, then you can much easier handle somebody saying, you know, no thank you, you're not
right
for us.
So even though not winning a pageant is not winning your pageant is definitely not pleasant, but being able to deal with not achieving your ultimate goal or that little bit of no thank you, that does help you in other areas of your life. I know another area that's very difficult to deal with is becoming an author. Lots of people want to become authors and write books, but they haven't always been successful. Tell us a little bit about the books that you've got in process and how you approached writing them.
Well, to be honest with you, no, you're totally correct about that. It's not easy to get a book published. It's been a dream of mine for many, many, many years since I was a young girl. And I actually had to go through several steps to get even as far. For instance, I'm writing a book about teenagers and their self-esteem in relation to pageantry and how if taking what I've learned and being in beauty pageants all my life, they can learn lessons that I've learned and apply them to their daily lives to become more successful. So I had to write what they call a book proposal for that, and I had to find an agent to market it. And I went to a writer's conference in San Francisco where I met with three different agents and pitched the book, and I did end up getting one to represent it. So he is also going to represent a children's book that I wrote. See, now that I have an agent, it's easier to have somebody listen and they'll pitch it for you. But it took me, oh my goodness, at least 4 years to get to that point because I had to write the proposal, which is an art in itself. And
right.
I had to go to UCLA writing school to find out how to write the proposal. So it's just been a lot of perseverance with that, too. But I'm very excited.
So a lot of your pageant skills worked out for that, because in pageants, we research a pageant, we figure out how to put our paperwork together, and then we go to the pageant and market ourselves. It sounds like you did the same thing to get a book agent.
I know. I did, in essence. And ultimately, my goal would be to write so many books that, I will hit a bestseller at some point, and then mass produce them, and I would like to donate them to schools around the world that don't have funding for libraries or can't afford books for their students.
Right.
So that's a very high goal that I have, and it's more than just getting a book published. I actually would want to help people and do my civic duty with it.
Right. Now, I know in addition to your modeling and your writing careers that you also provide coaching through your website, Time for the Tiara. Tell us a little bit about where you're located for coaching and what type of contestants you're typically working with.
Okay. Well, I'm located in Santa Monica, California, and anybody who's willing to travel, but I also do long-distance coaching, for instance, on the telephone for an interview or write a program for a girl for swimsuit. And typically, I work with girls who are aiming for Miss Teen USA, USA, America, Universe title. The format of those competitions is what I'm used to, swimsuit, evening gown, and interview. And then, of course, Miss America has talent. There are certain elements, though, that you can draw from those other three areas that will still help you have a successful talent, you know, projection and everything. So I actually really enjoy it. They can hire me to do one area, or we can work on a package and do all the areas.
And do you only work with experienced contestants, or do you also accept beginning students?
I accept beginning students as well, definitely.
Awesome.
So, if they need help with their modeling, because most girls, when they come to me for the first time, if they don't have a lot of experience, I will help them with the basics, basic interview, and then we'll work on modeling for sure.
Right.
But most of my friends will come over sometimes and they'll beg me to do the pageant, quote unquote pageant walk for them because they just love watching it.
Right.
So that's one of my fortes, and I'll give them a choice. Do you want me to do swimsuit or do you want me to do evening gown?
Awesome.
Do both. So I enjoy teaching that aspect of it for certain.
Well, I know you're going to have a great year as Ms. Belisa Latina, and I know that everyone is so excited to watch your progress during that year. Before we let you go, give us three hints that you would give to next year's Belisa Latina contestants to help them be pageant fab.
Okay, let's see. Well, first, do your appearances before you go to the pageant. That way you
right.
can...
Appearances are important for this pageant.
They are. Do your appearances. Start as early as you can. Don't delay. Don't waste time. Start if you want to do the pageant, get your title now so you can start working on your appearances. You can get kind of groomed toward that's what you're going to be doing in the year. So I would say that's definitely one. Number two, don't wait too long to get your evening gown so you can practice walking in it and make sure it fits right and make sure it's
right
for you, because that can be very stressful if you wait too long.
That's so important.
And
then number three?
I would set some concrete goals for what you want to do after you win and set some concrete goals for yourself so that way you can feel more confident that you've achieved something that's important to you before the pageant. So you go in there with that confidence.
Well, those are great tips, Erica, and I really appreciate your taking time to be here this morning, and best wishes as you fulfill your reign as Ms. Belisa Latina.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed myself today.
Thanks, Erica. Well, I've been talking with Ms. Belisa Latina, Erica Valdez, and to follow Erica and all the Belisa Latina title holders, you can just visit the Belisa Latina pageant website at www.MsBelisa.com, or check out the link on our pageant show page. We're going to take a quick break, but stay tuned. I'll be right back with Lori Wilson and her Uber Fab new online style column. So stay right where you are. We'll be right back here on Pageant Talk Radio. Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, and I want to let you in on a secret. I've just released an audio CD of my Mastering the Pageant Interview Teleseminar, and I'm making it available to listeners of the show. The CD includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 3 tips for closing an answer when you're struggling, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, 2 secrets for winning the onstage interview, plus much, much more. Just pop the audio CD in your computer and listen, or download the files to your iPod. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is the low price of only $99.95. I want you to know that as soon as the audio CD is posted on the website and available to the general public, the price is going to go up. To get yours, just click on the Mastering the Pageant Interview graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page and order yours today so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.
Hollywood Fashion Tape, the star's secret to looking perfectly put together, is also the favorite fashion solution company for the pageant world. The creators of the original hypoallergenic double stick tape used to prevent wardrobe malfunctions, Hollywood Fashion Tape also offers a wide assortment of clever, problem-solving products designed to give you a competitive edge on stage or off. From our guaranteed no-show concealers to our never-fail breast lift tape, we've got you covered. Visit HollywoodFashionTape.com and see how you can have the same confidence the stars have when walking your red carpet. Are you looking to pump up the volume and versatility of your pageant hairstyle? At pageantfaces.com, we've got all the options you need to create the look you've been dreaming of without damaging your natural hair. We offer undetectable clip-in extensions, micro-mini clamp hair extensions, collagen bond extensions, as well as fusion extensions. Why take a gamble on off-the-rack extensions when you can have custom-selected extensions that are right for you? Visit pageantfaces.com today or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. Let us help you find the perfect extensions for your winning look. Are you looking for couture jewelry to create your winning look? Internationally known pageant jewelry designer Stephanie Summers has been creating crowning looks for elite contestants across all the major pageant systems for over a decade. Whether you select a custom piece of jewelry handcrafted to match your wardrobe exactly, or you wear something special from Stephanie's new affordably priced trifles collection, you'll stand out as a contestant who's ready to wear the crown. Why spend all that money on a great gown and then wear run-of-the-mill jewelry? Visit www.stephaniesummers.com today and let her create the jewelry of your dreams.